Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now maybe you were like me. You were watching the Emmys, and Greg Garcia came out. Didn't you think this would be the spot he would mention us?
Yeah, I thought he was saying
that. The Emmy goes to Greg Garcia. My name is Earl Pilot.
Yeah. Now listen to what he says.
I got a kiss from Cloris Leachman. That's nice. I don't have time to thank everybody that I should, so I thought it'd be easier if I mentioned a few people I do not want to thank.
Now, right there.
I thought we were a lock.
I realized that
we thought we were a lock.
Lower than whale poop on his priorities, but no, listen to this. No mention for us, right, Greg? Like we'd really get it.
Well,
like,
in this context...
Like we deserve it.
Now, wait a minute. Seriously, I was watching this live, and in this context, I really seriously
thought
there was a
moment.
Chance because of the way he set it up, and I thought it was a brilliant speech.
My eighth grade social studies teacher told me to sit down and shut up because I wasn't funny. No thank you, Mr. McAdoo. My boss, when I was a PA on the show Step by Step, who made me clean gum off the executive producer's shoe, no thank you, ma'am, tonight I do not share this with you. And finally, God, I'm sure you're responsible in some way, but you took my hair, and that's not cool, man. Not cool.
That's good.
And since the music isn't playing, my mom and dad for supporting me, my sister Shelly, who's hilarious, my wife, who looks gorgeous tonight, and my sons, Camden and Nathan. Thank you very much.
There you go. That
Greg Garcia.
Is a speech right
the
there.
Don Mike Show.
Oh, hold on. Oh, that's embarrassing. We just heard that.
It's a good song, though.
I know, but we just heard it, for God's sakes. I just made a mistake. Oh, I hope he can't hear that. We'll just pretend that never happened.
Yes. The Don and Mike Show.
It's your intern.
There we go. Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, you know our motto.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Right.
Woo! Look out! Look out! Woo-hoo!
Just like a great big bowl of OK. The Don and Mike Show.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Make sure that the big Hollywood line is
intact.
All right. Joining us from the land of cement ponds.
I want to find out how rich he is.
Here is the producer, the writer, the Emmy Award winner.
You will be introduced that way forever.
That's in my deal now, yes.
From my name is Earl. Here is our friend Greg Garcia.
Yeah. You are the man, Greg.
How are you guys?
Hi.
We are doing great. Not as great as you, friend.
Things are good.
That was a hell of a funny speech.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to be nominated, another thing to win, and then another thing entirely in an award show like that to get up and bring down the room. And, I mean, you actually slayed him with that. I was laughing out loud. That was, did you think it would go over as well, your speech, as it did?
You know, I had high hopes for it. You know, I wanted to get up there and do something different. It was funny. I turned to my wife right before they announced my category, and I said, listen, I don't know if I'm going to have time to thank people and do my bit. You know what that means, right? and she said, yes, I know what that means. So, yeah, it felt good. But once I got that first laugh, I was like, all right, this is going to work.
That's great.
Did you think realistic? I mean, I know you had something planned, but what were the odds in your head that you were going to win a goddamn Emmy?
You know, you never know. It was tough competition. You got Ricky Gervais up there and you know, episodes of really good shows.
Oh, that's the guy from the Real Office show, the one in
exactly.
Britain.
Exactly. He was
funny
nominated
as hell
for that Extras. But the one thing I had going for me was it was a pilot, so I wrote it by myself, and all the other episodes were written by staff, so sometimes they recognize pilots. So, you know, I thought I had a decent chance. I thought I had enough of a chance that I prepared something.
How important is it? I mean, you're a producer, you do writing, obviously, but you are an executive producer. You know, when you do that, how does that change things for somebody that does what you do, which is basically a behind-the-scenes role? How does that change? Does that open up some stuff for you as much as it would for actors?
No, I don't think it does. I mean, you know, the success of the show opens things up for you. But as far as the Emmy, I mean, for me, the best part of it was the fact that you get to go up there on national TV and tell a couple jokes and thank your parents and your sister and your wife and kids and then get off of there, and then it's pretty much over.
Very cool.
What I think, besides the fact that the show is great, and Greg will take calls from folks, because we want you to know how much everybody loves the show. What I think is great about the show, besides the show itself, is the way it's promoted. I think the clip that they've been running for like the last 3 weeks is one where Earl says something like, Marty, churchy farty.
I mean, Hertzky, Bertzky, fart, and churchky.
Yeah, now, you know, the first time I heard that, I laughed. And then like the 30th time I heard it, I laughed. And I realized NBC is running a promo that says fart in it. Like every 25 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And which means things maybe are moving back in the right direction.
And they got no problem with
it. And my favorite part of it is the promo goes, Emmy winner for best comedy writing.
Right. That's why it's
Martin Churchky.
That's why it is doubly freaking funny. So anyway, congratulations on that. Now, tonight, I know you're uptight, and you've got this time slot. However, you should know that this Grey's Anatomy thing, I'm sure you do, but if you don't, the first hour of this is just a recap.
That is just a recap. We got Survivor against this. You know, it's the new time slot, but the truth of the matter is, they got nothing else. What are they going to do, cancel us?
Right.
I mean, so,
all right, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, so there's no pressure. You know, I know that we did great episodes so far this year, and so I would be nervous if, like, the episodes were bad and people were going to write, oh, they're slipping and everything. But I think the episodes are, everybody will be happy with that, and that's all I care about.
I would imagine that, you know, you've had the experience with Yes, Dear. And after you get one season under your belt and the show catches on a little bit, you get a little familiarity. Does it get a little easier in that second season? I don't think down the road, but in that second season, a little easier to churn them out?
It gets a little easier because the writers, you know, you started writing last year with a bunch of people for the most part that you didn't know. I had some writers that I brought in with me, but I had written one script and it became a pilot and you didn't know what the series was. So then throughout the year, everybody kind of gets a feel for it. They get in my head of what I want to do. And so in that sense, the second season is a little smoother.
All right. And let me see, before we get to these phone calls, Jesus Christ, Jason Lee, Do you have his full attention if this show happens to run for, you know, 5-6 years? Has he made that commitment to you that he'll be Earl for the whole time the show's on?
Oh yeah, I mean he had to make that decision right off the bat. They make him sign a 7-year contract. But,
wow.
Yeah, so it's actually rougher for the actors because you know, I only have to sign a 2-year deal and they have to sign a 7-1.
Well, no, that would suck, but that would be like akin to someone being on the West Wing, right? And then that guy, I mean, you wouldn't leave the show because you got caught with mushrooms or whatever happened to Aaron Sorkin, but he leaves the West Wing and the show continues without him. It sucked without him, but it continued without him.
Yeah,
you could never picture My Name Is Earl continuing without you, could you?
It would be hard to see that, you know, but.
Oh, you know what? That's the first chink in your armor. You know what? Hollywood boy.
No, but can I tell you something? Hollywood boy this, because the only reason it would go on without me is because I pack up my family and go back to Virginia because I don't like Hollywood.
Yeah, you hate the experience out there?
I mean, look, things are going good, but for the most part, I'd rather be back with my family. And stuff
what is
like
the
this.
Worst part? Greg, I'm going to ask you, what's the worst part in your opinion of Hollywood? What's the worst thing
all
about
the BJs. All the handies he gets.
I've met a lot of people I like, but you meet a lot of people you don't like. But you're going to have that anywhere, yeah. You know. But for us personally, the worst part, you know, is just specific to us because all of our family, my wife and my family, are back on the East Coast.
Okay, yes.
Well,
sir,
hey, hold on a second. Mr. Hollywood boy.
Yes.
Mr. Emmy Award winner. Why don't you move your family to where the food is? Why don't you move your family out to Los Angeles?
Are you still worried that would be committing too much?
No, I would love that. In fact, I've moved some of them. My cousin's a PA on the show. My brother-in-law does our props. I would move them all out here if they'd come. They're all kind of...
See, when you said family, I thought you were talking about your wife and kids.
Oh, no. My wife and kids are here. I'm talking about the grandparents, the sisters, the uncles, everything.
Oh, no, keep that.
Leave them alone.
I mean, what do you want them to turn into, an MTV Cribs?
Well, that's what I thought you were suggesting, that I got to bring them all out here.
Now, is it all My Name Is Earl for you, or are you spinning other webs simultaneously?
I'm just doing My Name Is Earl. It's too, it's I'm here 18 hours a day. I mean, it's, wow, it's ridiculous. And so I just do that, and that's all for now.
Well, listen, here's all that I request of you personally. You mentioned that you gave your brother a PA job. You were nice enough to be in contact with Bart, who is entering his third year at Clemson and is really into, you know, everything that your business is about. And you threw that thing out there. So you get through school and, you know, I get you a PA job. I'm telling you, that boy is hanging on that like it is his last rope. Like, God, I'm about to fall off this cliff, but
that's not a problem. I am a man of my word. I know. We will get him a PA job.
I know. You are simply the greatest. And for that,
now hopefully he won't have to clean gum off of some producer's shoe.
I wouldn't mind having cleaned the toilets, for God's sake.
You know, that teacher called me, Mr. McAdoo. He called me the next day.
Did he really?
Yeah. And he's happily retired in Florida with his life partner, Jose Garcia.
You don't like Mr. McAdoo. Yeah. You do not like Mr.
McAdoo.
You
sad life partner.
He left. About did Mr. McAdoo know you were going to slide him out of that closet
yes,
right now?
He was very open about it. Jose answered the phone. Jose answered the phone. He said, "Hello," and I said, "Is Mr. McAdoo there?" And he goes, "Is this Mr. Garcia?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yes, it is." He goes, "This is Mr. Garcia."
Oh, wow.
Jose Garcia.
Oh, wow.
And then he told me, he said, "Isn't it funny that my name is Garcia? I guess Tony likes to surround himself with Garcia men to yell at."
That is too good.
But did Mr. McAdoo love it? Did he love
it? He loved it. He had a great sense of humor about it. I talked to him for a while. He was great.
Here's one thing before we get to all these phone calls for you. About the show, I have this question. When you come up in a year, I mean, you got like 23 episodes, 20 episodes, something like that. So for this year, do you have already all 20 premises that Earl is going, or 20 plus premises that Earl's going to have to go back and fix something else that he screwed up? How many do you have already, or do you have them all already?
We don't have them all already. We've got about, of the 22 that they've ordered, we've got 11. We got about 13 or 14. And what we did this year, which we didn't do last year, is we know a lot of stuff that's going to happen with Earl and our other side characters, and we kind of map that out. So we know how the season is going to end. We just don't know a little bit of the middle, but
okay. We're
doing these. Last year, every episode started and ended pretty much on its own, and there weren't any stories that were continuing. This year, there's going to be continuing storylines.
Awesome. Dude with a beard. Just that's only been on screen like for 1 second, where it's like it's the slow motion. God damn. I mean, you come up with some funny, funny stuff.
It's kind of weird because you write it almost like a novel. I mean, you got the beginning, you got the end, and then you got to fill in the blanks a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to calls. We've been monopolizing you, and we've told our listeners how incredibly insecure you are,
yeah. Even
though you're a big-time Hollywood voice. So we are ready to get these calls from around America, much of America as we reach, and they're going to tell you now how much they love your show. So let's, that way, we've told these guys, be on your best behavior here, please. All right. Hello, you're on the air with Greg Garcia, Hollywood boy.
Emmy award winning.
Don't forget tonight, the premiere of My Name is Earl, 8 p.m. East, 7 p.m. Central on NBC. Hello, you're on the air.
Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir.
Greg, I love your show. You have a brilliant cast, great writing. You have nothing to worry about any other shows ever. I mean, I just love your show. The whole family does. And I wanted to give you, and especially, a big thank you for telling Nadine, thank you for the Chicano community when she was yelling at the other character there.
When she speaks in Spanish and she speaks directly to our Latin Latin American listeners. Yeah, she's going to be doing more of that this year. In fact, in episode 2, she also goes back to work as a stripper, so that'll be exciting.
Oh, hello. Thank you for that.
All right. And her boss is Burt Reynolds.
Excellent.
Hold on a second. Huh? How we were talking about Burt Reynolds yesterday in those commercials he does for Miller Lite.
Yeah.
In real life, how ready to fall apart new and improved Joker products is his face?
You know, this is hard for me. I'm a Burt Reynolds fan. And he came and did the show. He, you know, it's no worse on TV than it is in person.
Right.
See, if I can say that. You know,
what
I'm
a great answer. What a great.
A truly diplomatic. You have covered your ass and answered the question comedically at the same
no
time.
It's no worse in person than it is on TV.
I'm a huge Burt Reynolds fan, and I have a Smoking the Bandit Trans Am, actually, and he signed it for me.
Wow.
And he signed it Greg with two G's, and I don't spell my name Greg with two G's, but I'm going to maybe now have to legally change it because I don't want him to be wrong.
Burt's slowing down at all, or does he still like to cut up off camera and all that good stuff?
You know, he had a thing where he had to slap the brother, Randy, on the show.
Yeah.
And this guy doesn't pull punches. I mean, we're just running the lines with no cameras, and he's smacking him as hard as he can. And it got to the point, after he smacked him like 20 times, I told Ethan, I said, I'll give you $50 every time he slaps you from here on out. I feel terrible. And I think I paid Ethan like another like $750.
Wow.
He just crushed him.
We now know you can afford that, Hollywood boy. Jay Leno, excuse me, with your car collection, with your...
Let me just ask you this.
A Marky Mark and rock star driving around in the Batmobile.
Curious. Greg, just tell us, because I know we asked you this last time we had you on the show. Are you set? Is it? I mean, right now, you're done, right? I mean, you want to do more, obviously. You're a young guy, but you're set. If you had to, you can live off this, right?
Yes, I can be done if I would.
Attaboy. Thank you, Greg. Greg, I appreciate your honesty.
All I need in life is a couch and a nice TV, so.
All right, bingo. That's good enough for me.
All right, here we go. Another call for Greg Garcia. Hello. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Greg, how are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I want to thank you for the outstanding contribution you make to my life every week.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice.
It's outstanding. You actually have bridged a gap between my 18-year-old son and I. We actually have something in common that we can really focus on.
Oh, cool. Well, that's very nice to hear. Thank you very much.
Outstanding. We love you, man.
See, a lot of people.
This show is a certified smash hit.
Even this morning, I don't know. I sound like a big man. I don't know if you caught it. Jason Lee was on Regis.
T-voted. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, you have to watch it because it's quite obvious Regis has never seen the show.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Someone has hit Regis to the fact, though, that the show is incredibly hot. Mm-hmm. So Regis just every 5 seconds says, and hey, Pippa, you know who's on the show today? My name is Earl!
that's how he describes him. Jason Lee. No need to do that.
He has no concept of the show. No concept of except he just knows it's hot, and my name is Earl.
You're paying something back, right? Is that the way it works?
I heard he called him Earl, too.
He called him Earl twice.
Yeah.
Oh, you should watch it. You'll get a goof on that. Hello, Donna Mike. You're on with Greg Garcia.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, bud.
Real quick, I just want to say love the show. I think the cast is fantastic. And for the first time in my life, I'm proud to say that I went to Frostburg State University.
All right, the Fighting Bobcats.
There's finally a success story to come out of that college, so I appreciate it very much because before I wouldn't even tell people.
Frostburg have male cheerleaders, guys? I was curious. We were talking about male cheerleaders
Greg,
before.
Did they have male
I know there was one guy in particular. Well, no, he was the mascot. He wore that Frostburg, that Bobcat head. He always would ask my, who is my wife now, out, and she would try to avoid him. But I don't know if we had male cheerleaders.
We were wondering earlier today if male cheerleaders are universally faggots.
There was one male cheerleader.
Excuse me, queers.
There was one male cheerleader at Frostburg State. It was Jose Garcia.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, hold on. Here's, what am I saying? Here's another one. They're all for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with Greg.
Hi, how are you, Greg? Hey, listen, just a quick question. Well, first of all, there is a male cheerleader in the White House that you should discuss, but when you do casting for the show, which comes first, casting or, you know, do you have someone in mind when you're writing it, like Burt Reynolds playing, you know, running a strip joint, which is perfect for, you know, how does that work, if you could describe that for us?
Sometimes it's a mix. I mean, we're fortunate now that we're caught on that sometimes people will call up, their agents call up and say, hey, this person wants to do the show.
Wow.
So we'll write something, you know, for them, or in the case of like Giovanni Ribisi or Juliet Lewis, they happen to be friends with some of our cast members.
When's he coming back on? Is he coming back on this
year? He's doing an episode this year. We already shot it. It's fantastic. He's amazing, and it's tough to get him because he does the features and stuff, but he's doing one episode we have already shot this year, and he's fantastic.
What about Beau Bridges?
Bridges, we don't have anything yet for this year, but we're going to use him at some point this year.
You know,
and then we just shot an episode with Roseanne.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That, it's great when it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great. She wanted to do it, and then we just used Amy Sedaris, and then we got Christian Slater and Ginny McCarthy coming up.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Jesus Christ, who don't you have on this show, Hollywood
Wow,
boy?
That's fantastic.
No wonder you're driving the Batmobile autograph. Now, hold on. This Trans Am you're driving, it's
Smokey and the Bandit.
It's black with the gold. But I don't drive it every day. I drive it in, like, in fact, you'll see it if you watch.
You keep it in the warehouse. You keep it in the warehouse with your other cars, right?
Yeah, it's in my garage. I have that in a Prius and a Volvo station wagon. I'm very Hollywood.
You got him to sign it, though.
I did. I got him to sign it.
Where did he sign it, Greg?
He signed it two places. One right by the stick shift, and then I had him sign it inside the glove compartment just in case the sun hit the inside. And
That is very cool.
Greg, has the Trans Am been in the show? Because I think I've seen a Smokey and the Bandit car in the show.
Yeah, we used it last year. It's one of the main reasons we wrote that episode, so I could just get the show.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Cool. Right, Hollywood Boy tax write-off.
Yeah, exactly. And then I charged the show.
There we go. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on with Greg Garcia, who obviously has nothing to worry about.
Right.
Please. He is so anxious about his show tonight. Got to pull a huge rating. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. Hi.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Greg.
He's right here.
He's here. Go.
Hey, Greg,
go.
Two things real quick. Did you go to Frostburg State?
I did go to Frostburg State.
And how did you get the premise for the making of the amends?
I just kind of was walking around on the beach in North Carolina and I came up with this thing. It was just a kind of a bunch of things I threw together. Some people ask me, like, was it based on, like, some recovery or something like that? But, it is not. It's just, I just thought, I always believed in karma and I just kind of came up with it.
How about, as far as Earl, I know this is a trite question, but I am curious about it. Earl, based on a collection of people you knew, or did you come out of your mind? Is this how it worked?
Just kind of came out of my mind. You know, okay. I mean, I certainly like the world of trailer parks and that kind of stuff. I had a friend who writes on the show now that lived in a trailer park in Fairfax for a little bit, and when I went over there, it would be like Disneyland to me. And in fact, I remember when I was like 12, we were over there and we went to some guy's trailer, and he was playing this just filthy David Allan Coe tape for us, and we were listening to it just laughing. And then about 2 years ago we were sitting in my house and we downloaded the same music, and I looked at my friend, we were laughing, and I looked at him, I said, you know what, we've come a long way and we've gone nowhere.
Yeah, we say that every day. That's great.
Well, listen, the premiere of this show is, as we've said before, and don't worry about this rating.
No.
Especially with this, with Grey's Anatomy being a repeat. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to kick Survivor's ass tonight.
I hope so.
Season premiere, My Name is Earl. It's tonight on NBC. The last question I have for you, who is more big time? Is it you or Mr. Tony? Who is more big time, you or Kornheiser?
I got to go with Kornheiser. I mean, the man is...
I disagree. He could not walk away from it today.
Right.
He could not walk away from it today.
Yeah, he's still slaying the dragon.
He still has not met a job he's turned down.
But the man is on, I mean, he's on Monday Night Football.
I know he is.
Out loud.
But you're an Emmy winner, for crying out loud.
I don't know. I got to give the nod to Tony.
Tony
Kornheiser. Always, always.
Well, you know what? We are very, I tell you, I was so proud of you. I really was, to see you make that great speech at the Emmys. And you deserve the success. You seem to get funnier every time we have you on the show. And good luck with everything.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Greg.
All right.
All right, dude.
Bye.
There he is, Greg Garcia.
Wow.
He's network and Tony is cable.
He's network Tony's cable.
He was our intern for a while, and then he went and he interned with Tony Kornheiser when Tony Kornheiser had a radio show. And he used to do all kinds of nasty crap for us.
Yeah, he did. I mean, way back when.
Not mean stuff, not nasty mean, like nasty, like gross. Like it would be like, oh, we had a contest with people eating or like one time we had, we used to do the dumbest, hackiest stuff. Not that we don't now, but we had at one point big squares out in the parking lot, and we had a cow out there, and everybody had to pick the square that the cow would take a crap in.
Right.
Well, at the end of the show, there was like cow crap all over the parking lot,
and he was one of the guys that had to take care of that.
And as Mike and I would get into our cars,
see you later, Greg.
We'd say bye. Have a nice day, Greg. Did you pick up my stuff at the store? Beautiful, thank you.
And that's why I thought, really, we might have a shot at getting in on that speech, but it didn't work out that way, unfortunately.
I remember one time...
As we drove away in your Peugeots.
Remember the one day you got the maddest at me? was the day that I asked him to pick up dry cleaning.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was...
Did he get mad and do it, or did he get mad and not
no,
do
no,
it?
No, he got mad and did it.
Right.
He got mad and he did it.
Sure.
It was like, he said, I'm supposed to pick up your dry cleaning?
And yeah, and I think you said something like, yes, surfer boy, you're supposed to do that.
to look at him now, you would not know that he used to have... Long
blonde hair,
coffee cake color, like streaked.
We called him Surfer Boy, didn't
surfer
we?
Surfer Boy, yeah,
absolutely.
He was a poon magnet as well. Anytime we'd send him out, anytime we had a dirty job, like I said, like a cleanup job, send the pretty boy.
Right. Yeah,
send the pretty boy.
Used to be, we'd feel old when we go out to an appearance or something, and somebody say, "I listened to you in elementary school." Now it's old when you see one of your interns bald, accepting an Emmy award for best writing.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
We got more hair than he does, Mike.
We do have more hair than he does. And that's, so we got that going for us, which is nice.
All right, here is let me mention this segment on the show is brought to you by Ford. Visit addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson videos. Any chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. This segment on the show brought to you by Ford. Thanks, Greg Garcia. Now, we ran late today. I want to keep Buzz's news on schedule.
Okay.
Let me see. It's 5:40.
Doing the math in your head.
Carry the one.
I'll give you two options for a short break coming up, so we have plenty of time for Buzz. The Jerry tapes are out of the question,
right?
Because they are too freaking addictive.
They are.
I guarantee
that will not be a short break.
If we got to it, we would not get the Buzz's news today. We can either hear from a list the greatest guitar solos of all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a very good list from Maxim magazine about the ugliest women on television.
Hmm. Oh, I like that.
Or, Mike, we could put 10 minutes on the big ha-ha clock.
Well, people clamor for it.
And we could try. For the first time since we've moved to our new studios.
It's going to be you and me, right?
3 months ago, yeah.
I think it's a good day for it because we were happy to have this nice conversation with Greg. We're in pretty good moods. I'd say the listeners have a better shot than they might have had last time.
Yep. Here's the deal. Make us laugh, and you win $500 in cash. It's the simplest contest we do.
We like to think so.
877-365-3636. We take on-screen calls, and the deal is this. You make me laugh, and you make Mike laugh.
Simultaneously, we both got to think it's funny.
And you're a big, fat, hairy winner.
Right. Bingo.
That's all.
And pay no attention to Rob's guffawing in the back if you make him laugh. He doesn't count to that.
That's got
to
be both Mike and I
laughing
at the same joke.
Right.
This has not been, this I believe, a record for Make Us Laugh. This is now a third time rollover.
That's why we're doing it.
On this 10-minute segment. We put 10 minutes on the board.
We've played it once here, but we've never had a winner here.
Have we done twice here?
I think we've done it twice
here. We have, yes.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
He'll be thinking about that through next Tuesday.
Oh, we've definitely done it twice.
Got to go check my almanac.
Okay, anyway, call now, phone Jeopardy.
We did it twice, and it was on that computer.
Like Greg Garcia is really worried about tonight. Jesus, you know he can do that show's on, go out in his big Burt Reynolds car.
Oh, that says it right there. He's got the Smokey and the Bandit car.
Nice big stiffy going, what the hell does he care if anybody watches that show? Goodness, I appreciate that about him, though, that he's still hungry and he's not taking it for granted.
The more successful he gets, the funnier he gets, too.
Right, here we go, everybody. Make us laugh. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.